بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter باب في الاقتصاد في العبادة, the chapter on having moderation in worship. We explain moderation in worship, what it means. And a person doesn't overdo things. Either way, he doesn't go into any type of extremes. One type of extreme is a person continuously, for example, spends the whole night without sleeping. Now his body needs the sleep. You get some type of people, Allah Ta'ala has given them that ruhani taqat, that strength, that they are able to do it. But they are just a few, they are the exception. The average person needs some sleep. If he doesn't get some sleep, then he gets irritable, his health takes some effect. So for the average person, he needs that sleep. For him, overdoing and spending the whole night, the certain walis of Allah, bandas of Allah, they had that strength Allah Ta'ala had given them, they had that ruhani ability. So that is different. But for us, average people, some sleep should be taken, some rest. Like that, the person shouldn't continuously fast all the time. Person should fast, and some days he shouldn't fast. So like that, simultaneously, a person, if he goes to another type of extreme, and he says, I want to cut out food altogether, I don't want to eat. So all these things, Shariat is not asking us to do these type of things. Person, that means he doesn't want even to eat at all, whether it's iftar time or not, he says, no, I'm cutting out food. So he goes into that type of extreme. Or another type of person says, of all my wealth, I want to give everything away. I don't want to keep 1 cent for myself. I don't want to keep 1 cent for my family. So this also is another type of extreme. So the hadith teaches us that we should do everything in moderation. And when we do things in moderation, then one of the benefits is that we can continue for a longer period of time. And this is what Shariat requires us. Shariat requires us to be consistent, to show that consistency. Those actions that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل, those that are done with consistency, even if it means little, وإن قل, even if it means it's done a little, but it's done with consistency every day, all the time, there's some type of consistency being followed, there's some pattern that is being followed, even though it is little, but it's done consistently, this is أحب الأعمال إلى الله, this is the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, when Anas radiallahu anhu قال دخل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسجد فإذا حبل ممدود بين الساريتين فقال ما هذا الحبل قالوا هذا حبل لزينب فإذا فترت تعلقت به فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حلوه ليصلي أحدكم نشاطه فإذا فتر فليرقد متفق عليه. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid and noticed a rope tied between two pillars. Two pillars of the masjid, there was a rope tied from one side to the other side. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked, and what is this rope for? So Sahaba replied, Zainab radiallahu anha tied this rope. Who was this? Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha, one of the Mubarak wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of the believers. So what had happened was she had tied this rope, and the reason the hadith explains, when she is tired by worship, she holds onto the rope. In other words, to get support. She used to push so much in ibadat at night that when she was tired, she would grab onto the rope, take support, and then continue reading her salah. In other words, with such tiredness, despite her being so tired, she used to grab onto this rope, hold it and continue with the salat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, untie that rope. Untie that rope. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you should offer salah when you are energetic, when you have strength in your body. And when you are tired, you should go and lie down. You should go and sleep. How beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That when you're tired, go and lie down, go take a rest. And when you have got some strength, then you should read your salah. It shouldn't be that when you're reading your salah, you need to hold on to something, you need to grab onto something, so that it can keep you up. It means that you don't have enough strength in your body, you're not fresh enough to perform that salah. So better thing for you at that time is to take a rest. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا نَعْسَ أَحَدُكُمْ وَهُوَ يُصَلِّي فَلْيَرْقُدْ حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ عَنْهُ النَّوْمُ فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا صَلَّى وَهُوَ نَاعِسٌ لا يدري لعله يذهب يستغفر فيسب نفسه متفق عليه. Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any one of you feels drowsy whilst offering salah, he should go and sleep so that his drowsiness disappears If a person offers salah when he is drowsy, he may unknowingly curse himself instead of seeking forgiveness. In other words, the person wrong words, he's so tired that the wrong words are now actually coming out of his mouth. Instead of seeking forgiveness and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying the right words in salah, making the right du'as, he may start saying the wrong things. And now instead of getting benefit from that salat, he's actually harming himself. Ulama explain what level of tiredness should a person reach before now it's better for him now to go and rest rather than pushing himself and exerting himself in salah. Ulama explain that when a person's drowsiness reaches such a point that he can hear the speech of others, can hear there's some speech coming. When a person is very tired, he can hear people around him are talking, focus on what they're saying, because he's so tired. Sometimes we can try and notice this, that when we are very tired, you'll hear the rumblings of people around, people talking, the background noise you'll hear, but you won't understand what the people are saying. Why? Because the person is very, very tired. One of the last things that shuts off of a human being before he falls off to sleep is his hearing. So his eyes also are closed. He's lying down and there's noises that he can hear. Speech, obviously, his mouth is closed, he's not talking. But there are sounds that he can hear. And the last thing that happens is even the ears shut off and now a person sleeps. So when a person can hear these noises in the background, the rumbling, the talking, etc., but he can't focus on it, now that is a sign that this person needs to go and sleep. It is better for him to sleep than to even try and read namaz in that condition. Why Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is explaining the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it's better for you that when any one of you feels drowsy whilst offering salah, he should go and sleep so that his drowsiness disappears. If a person offers salah when he is drowsy like this, then he may even say the wrong words, curse himself instead of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So what we learn from here is that deen teaches us to do everything in moderation. Islam is easy, Islam is practical. So if we do things as we ought to do it, it will become easier for us, and at the same time it will be more and more better, the quality of the worship that we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because now we are giving it in a condition that we can manage and it is comfortable and easy for us. It doesn't mean a person shouldn't exert, as we explained. Person should exert himself, no such thing as no exerting, but not to such a level where that level or that desired level of ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now lost. That desired level is not there. How a person is supposed to be doing it, he is not doing it. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi explains that this hadith proves to us the importance of performing salah with a clear mind and total concentration. This hadith here is teaching us that when namaz is performed, it must be with a clear mind and the concentration must be there. If the concentration is on the sleep, then a better thing for you to do is go and sleep. Now just thinking about this hadith, about that concentration and the mind is clear, let us ask ourselves how often a person is watching a soccer match, following a cricket match, and then just namaz time, last minute he comes away to the masjid. Now is his mind and heart there in the salat, or is the mind and heart in the soccer, or is it in that overtime or penalty shootouts? Where is his mind at that time? Is the mind really there in salah? So what deen wants from us is our mind and heart, and everything should be in salah. So this is one of the benefits why coming early to the masjid, performing the sunnah salah is so important. It helps the mind to get clear and to be focused. So when that faraz namaz starts, the person's heart and mind is already there in salah, because he came a little bit earlier to the masjid and he already started programming himself for that salah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.